Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Ann Hirsch.
Still here for the last 15 minutes.
Doesn't
can't
it go
wait.
Fast?
It can't really, wait to hear the rest of this.
It just picks up speed as you go along. It's
it does.
I don't believe it. It's over. And that's nice because everybody has fun.
It's
plenty of information. Like the two people this morning, they're good. It's honestly, and I give this credit to Christina because she brings in good guests. They have information. Most of them are very friendly. They get nervous when they come on. It's like, this is a piece of cake. Just tell us the stuff you know.
Yeah, because you know it's really wonderful, and we have been really fortunate with the people we've had on because not only are they knowledgeable, but you could tell that there's the level of passion behind what they're doing for a living. It's not just a job, and they're kind of coasting along.
That's
you know,
true
they
too.
Really, and I just noticed that because I sit back and you just see, you know, how excited they are to talk about, you know, it's like how I feel about Project Independence. You know, it's you're just really excited to kind of get that information out there and proud of it, as they should be, because they're both doing amazing things. Earlier, we were talking, Ann and I, because I could always count on Ann for attending and all different kinds of Project Independence programs. I love that on the show when we're able to say, like, oh, Ann will raise her hand. I signed up for that. I will be there.
Yep.
But Ann went to, we have a bunch of different social groups through Project Independence. And Ann, you want to tell us about the one that you went to?
Yeah, I dropped in yesterday for the Project Independence social discussion group. It was a delight. It's a very informal type of setting. The facilitator is excellent and basically starts the ball rolling, and then it's up to the participants to shape whatever the discussion's going to be. That also went very quickly. People opened up to real concerns or thoughts that they had, and it was very personalized. It's a wonderful group, highly interactive, highly recommended.
Wow, good.
Well, that's what I like to hear. And was it men and women?
Yes.
Oh, great.
This was a mixed participant group.
Great, yeah. And this, I mean, you know, Robin Tovell is one of our caseworkers through Project Independence, and she facilitates that group. And I know it's been going on for a very, very long time. And
they meet every single week.
Yeah.
So you
the
can
Parkville
really get
Library has been absolutely wonderful for giving us space for that group. And she also does just a men's group as well over there.
But you see now, just to touch one quick thing. That's what people have to do. You didn't have to sign up, right? You walked
in. No, I walked right
in. And if
in.
You didn't like it, you could have left.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Nobody knows who Ann is.
Absolutely.
That's the issue. Or you could stay and keep going, and in a couple of weeks have somebody you're going to go to maybe have lunch with afterwards because you meet somebody.
It would be lovely.
So that's the idea. In Project Independence, you're not obligated.
Yeah.
Give
and it was
shot.
A warm group. It was a friendly group. No one poo-pooed one another on anything that was being said. It was done in a very supportive environment.
Good.
And people were able to open up and be comfortable about opening up. So it was excellent.
Perfect.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, and that's what is really special about Project Independence, because we do offer a bunch of different kinds of programs and groups. And like I said, you know, something's different for everyone. So, you know, you might like this group and you might not fit in the other group. But, you know, as John was saying, it's really wonderful that you have that ability to just pop in here. We're not telling you to sign a contract.
Right. That's
you know,
the
you
point.
Can go in. And, you know, we also recommend to people to come down to our advisory committees, because you really get a great glimpse in those. Because I know Ann is involved with the Great Neck Advisory.
Yes, I am.
And that's a perfect forum to find out what's going on in your community and throughout the town as well. So it's definitely a good way to get your foot in the door if you're not ready to dive fully in to all the programs. So,
because people are nervous.
Yeah, and I get it.
Why? Give it a shot.
What's nice is that no matter what your mental or physical state is, when you have something to do and you get out of the house and you start to connect with others, it's a great boost. And I think it's terrific that that's available and that you didn't need to try six people to see if you could get them together. And this one's busy, this, da, 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 da. But the group came together as though we knew each other a long, long time.
Nice.
And again, they were very open and very receptive to, I was new to the group, but they were lovely, absolutely lovely people.
Oh, great. We love to hear that, you know, because a lot of work goes into these things. And especially, I mean, I know all the different caseworkers that facilitate different groups really, you know, put a lot of time and effort and care into these groups. And I think it's what makes it special, too, is that you could live in this community for an extremely for years upon years and meet someone new. And I think that's really is special about these groups. And I know in the Romeos, they, you know, they were neighbors and had no idea until they joined this group. Right. So,
and Robin did not interfere.
Right.
She let the group have full control over what the topic was, what we changed into. She was an outstanding facilitator
and did not control or dominate
in any shape or form.
Great.
The most important, and just stealing one more second, that you just said, you didn't have to organize it.
Yeah.
Because I see that with my mother-in-law sometimes. They want to go someplace. Can you drive? Mm-hmm. I don't want to go this week. You don't want to go. Next thing you know, but nobody wanted to go. You're trying to get your four or five people. Town of North Hempstead did it for you. They're sitting there.
Yeah.
You can go by yourself and join in. If the girlfriends or the boys, the men want to come, they do or they don't. That's a great point.
And the important thing is when we started, it looked as though there would only be a couple of people, but people were dripping in during the hour and no one whatsoever said, you're late or anything that. They were very happy to see them as they came in whenever they did come in. So we had more people joining us even though we were in the midst of a discussion.
Yeah, and that's another thing, you know, we're trying to do in a lot of our programming is the libraries have been wonderful and they've been giving us space for whether it was a health chat or an advisory committee or a social group, because you're kind of opening it up to a whole new audience because people might be at the library and say, oh, look, there's this group, you know.
Ah.
So we're really trying to, as great as it is having it at the local centers and stuff, but really getting out in the community. And that's one of the, you know, proponents of Project Independence is really just having these relationships with different organizations in the community. And I think it's special because it brings everything together. It really is definitely a wonderful thing. And so that's our social discussion group. As I had mentioned, there's a men's group. Of course, we've discussed the Romeos that meet on the first and third Monday of every month, and that's at the Atria Cutter Mill. And then we also have a senior talk group, which meets at the Roslyn Community Center, and that's the first and third Thursday of every month. And one of our Nancy Mizrahi, who's the director of senior citizen affairs, along with another PI member, Janet Entine, facilitate that group, and that's another kind of open group as well. So it's like I said, you know, whether the date works for you or you like the person, the people in the group, you can go to all of them or go to one of them. So that's something to check out, and that's 311 or 869-6311 for any of these specific dates or times of any of these things. We also want to remind people something very important this October is flu shots. Our first one will be on Monday, this Monday coming up, October 17th, which I can't believe October 17th is Monday. I had to think about that for a second. And that is going to be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
But I have a question.
Yes.
What kind of flu shots are these?
I know. John just likes to hear me read this intense sentence. But the shots are regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is mercury and preservative free.
Oh, good.
We want not the enhanced vaccine, John. So I know you wanted to know all those burning questions. And that is going to be at the first one, Yes We Can Community Center, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., October 17th. And that's with New Health in conjunction with. Then we have a bunch of dates in conjunction with Northwell Health, and that is Wednesday, October 19th. That's Great Neck Social Center from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. October 27th, which is a Thursday, from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Port Washington Senior Center, and on Wednesday, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. So call 311. I've been seeing tons of people have been registering for these programs.
You do need an appointment.
Okay. Because they schedule, you know, just to keep things flowing.
Okay.
They're completely free, the flu shots. You do not need to bring your insurance or anything. You just have to be 60 years of age or older, live in the town, and have made an appointment, and you could come on down and get your flu shot. Also, we have coming up is there's a great program that's been going on. It's once a month at the Magnolia Gardens, which is in Westbury. And it's provided by Cornell Cooperative Extension, Nassau County. And each month they have a different topic related to nutrition and health. And October 20th, it's called Enjoy More Plant-Based Foods. So you can, the speaker will teach you all the different plant-based foods that there are and just the benefits of each of these things. And I think it's really great because they have very interesting ones. They had, coming up is you don't need to add salt to everything. It's going to be in November. So there's different topics that are narrowed down. So it's really a wonderful thing. So check that out. Also starting again is World in Motion, which is a discussion group. Anne, I believe you went to World in Motion?
Yes, I have been to World in Motion also.
I remember Anne saying that.
And that's Martha Cohen,
yes,
who leads that group and does a very fine job as well.
Oh, great. And that's more like you're discussing world issues and current events kind of thing,
absolutely.
Right? So that's going to be on Tuesday, October 25th at Clinton G. Martin Park, and that's from 2:15 to 3:15.
Now, let me just add in that the social discussion group stayed away from political topics.
Okay, that's
Robin
good.
Robin asked, she said, I would prefer you talking mm-hmm. about other things we sometimes get into head-ons. So that's Martha's group, if you're looking for that. That is available. It's just...
Right.
Better to
no, that's great. Thank you.
Bring the gloves to Martha's
Correct.
Group. You're
that's
trying
right.
to say. Okay.
I mean, we might as well just
a friendly group. Want to be a hotter kind of
a hotter discussion.
You got it.
But you know, I mean, we could really just give out Anne's phone number and give her a review. We might just have Anne on just to give reviews of each program. I like it. But that's what I'm saying is special because you know, actually hearing someone that's attended these things, I think it's definitely important. Last week we had on someone discussing the importance of coloring and mm-hmm. how it's stress-free. So one of our social workers, Audrey Dinsdale, will be providing a chat on October 27th from 11:15 to 12:15 p.m. And that's going to be at the Roslyn Community Center. And she's going to have this coloring program and discuss the benefits and how it improves your mood and relieves your stress, promotes mindfulness and socialization. She'll provide the sheets and the pencils. So, or if you want to bring your own, you can do that as well.
Cool.
But that's definitely something to check out as well.
You got one more, quick.
Oh, my God. Well, and tying into our previous week, we want to promote these breast cancer screening van that's going to be through NUMAC and Legislator Benoit. I would say Bino. I always wanted to give a little Paris flair there. That's going to be on October 27th, Magnolia Gardens in Westbury from 8:45 a.m. to 12 p.m. So definitely... go check it out.
That's a 311 reservation That's, also?
No, you can call 311 to get information about it, but you can call Legislator Bino's office at 571-6202 if you need information about
Perfect.
That or make an appointment.
You know, for all these things, it doesn't hurt to call 311.
Yeah,
anyway.
They have all the
Confirm
information.
The date.
Yes, and they
know.
Can give you the number of the person that you might need to call.
Right,
so.
If something was going on.
Absolutely.
That's it. We're basically out
That's
of time.
It.
Anne, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure when you're here.
And it's always my pleasure
because
to join both
so
of you.
Because you add so much to it. And of course, this Christina Liu show, it's sad when you leave it. Every Friday.
It's right, but you know what? It's always something to look forward to because I will be back the following Friday with my beret on now.
Have a great weekend, everybody. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you.